This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Andrea Kay, a.k.a. Dynamite and Address and AK-47. Those are the nice names that some people call me. Those are the nice names that my conservative friends call me. I get called lots of other clever things over on Twitter. Hey, follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Andrea Kay Show, and I'm on Facebook. And thanks to everybody who's watching tonight via Facebook Live. We love you all so much for sharing this time with us. Last hour I was talking to Tom DeBacaro, and we talked about all kinds of stuff, from tax reform to the Republican Party. We were discussing Weinstein as we were wrapping up the show. I have a theory about this Weinstein thing in terms of how big of a story it is. I think that, you know, Hollywood for years has been, You know the old saying, control the message and you control minds. Well, Hollywood, you know, has, the left has successfully took over every aspect of the message in this country, from our news to our schools, and then Hollywood. And Hollywood was the perfect spokesperson for the left to push agenda, because look at the creative means that they have. They've got enormous talent in terms of actors to be spokespeople. They've got genius script writers. They've got production facilities. I mean, they could literally, and they have, through the use of the Hollywood magic, create a fantasy picture of liberalism and of progressivism and of how bad conservatives are, and the boogeymen in movies and TV shows always being a conservative. And they've managed to create a fantasy about the Democrats as being the party of the moral superiority. You know, they're the ones that care about the lives of the minorities and care about the lives of women. And now, you know, little by little, thanks to, you know, having other means of messaging, whether it's social media now or whether we've got conservative media in terms of movie production companies and TV production companies and shows like The Real Side, the message is out about the truth about Hollywood. I think it was already crumbling under the weight of its own hypocrisy, for example, with gun control. I mean, they joined in with Hillary 5 seconds after, while bodies were still, laying, dying and bleeding out in Vegas, pushing, blaming the NRA. Meanwhile, you know, look at what they do to push gun violence while the actors are surrounded by security guards everywhere they go. They are the first to, accuse Christians and others of being intolerant while they defend a religion that literally throws gay people off of roofs, stones women for being raped, subjects 12-year-old girls to female genital mutilation, but they want to act like, you know, Christians and, you know, anybody who doesn't defend Islam are the intolerant haters. And then when it comes to women's rights, you know, clearly, you know, they made headway in 2012. People actually bought into the conservatives and the Republicans being the anti-woman party, because we actually expect women, we treat women as equal. We think women should be able to buy their own birth control. But the extent of this, to me, is that Harvey Weinstein, we're seeing on Drudge that, oh my gosh, there's fears of suicide. Like, he's probably, I don't know if he's roaming around somewhere, you know, around the world in a white Ford Bronco somewhere with a gun to his head. Nobody believes. He's too self-centered to kill himself. Anyway, But I think that in essence, it was kind of a murder-suicide, because I think that this has kind of pretty much killed. I could be wrong. I could be overseeing it. But the FBI has announced that they're going to launch an investigation into Hollywood. And I think that there was a whole lot more people who knew what was going on. And because this was not somebody who did this just in the dark and in the shadows. You know, that audio tape that was revealed was him in the hallway of a hotel. This was a man who was, you know, in my opinion, well known to have done what he did. So the FBI is launching an investigation. I think the cat's pretty much out of the bag about Hollywood in terms of their hypocrisy. I think this is going to put the death knell into Hollywood as a political voice and as being the voice for the moral majority in this country. Who's going to take any of their public service announcements with, you know, what's her face from Desperate? See, I can't even remember her name now. She's already a has-been from Desperate Housewives. Eva Longoria or Katy Perry or any of these great political geniuses of our time that want to try to shame Ashley Judd. You know what? Where is Ashley Judd right now? Where are the rest of the pink hat wearers? Why are they not marching up and down in front of production houses in Hollywood, casting offices in Hollywood, because casting directors know exactly who's up for what parts, who's got the talent to get parts, and how parts are being cast in Hollywood. Where's these pink hat wearers? Where are they? Why are they not marching up and down in front of the New York Times, who squelched reports? This could have been, how many women were assaulted because reportedly Matt Damon called the New York Times and squelched a story? Didn't he have a little show called Project Greenlight that he and Ben Affleck, who had to apologize recently for groping an actress on a movie set? They've done quite a few partners. Now, I'm not suggesting that Gwyneth Paltrow did anything for a part and actually did a transaction involving the world's oldest profession to get a part. But she did Miramax Productions. That's how it was a Miramax production that got her the Academy Award. Now she's coming out 20 years later that she's had a successful career and saying he assaulted her. That's not a hero to me. I'm not going to criticize her necessarily for not speaking out. But when you do know, as a woman, it's one thing to keep silent because you don't want to jeopardize your career. It's another thing to keep silent long after when you need to, knowing that there's other young women being subjected to sexual harassment, if not assault. And at that point, you become complicit to me. And for those of you who might be about to attack me, let me tell you, that audio tape of that girl you heard in a hallway, that was me in corporate America many years ago. Those stories about a hotel room, I had a top executive at a former organization of mine, corporation, that's a well-recognized, everybody would know the name of this, who invited me to a hotel. He was an executive coming back through town. He invited three women to his hotel. I was the third of the day. When I got there, let me just tell you, the maid service had already come and gone, but the bed was unmade. I managed to get out of there, but to this day, I cannot smell. I can't walk through a men's cologne counter at a department store and not get sick to my stomach at the smell of his cologne. And you know what? I spoke up. I didn't stay silent and allow predators to continue to prey on young women for a job of which I was offered if I had given in. I've got joining me on the other side of the break, Adam Sostrin. We're going to talk more about this. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Andrea K. filling in tonight for Joe. Hey, you know, if you guys want to call in, yeah, I got some guests lined up for tonight, but we still want to hear from you. Thanks to everybody who's watching on the Facebook live broadcast and those in the chat room at therealside.com. But, you know, give me a call. Give me a shout out here. It's 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. Especially, you might want to call and chime in after you hear a little bit of my next guest who's coming on. His name is Adam Sostrin. He's an attorney, and I don't go hating on him just because he's an attorney. I know all the common jokes about attorneys. But Adam and I actually met when we debated back during, I think it was after one of the debates for the general election. Hey, Adam, welcome to The Real Side.
We did. I remember that. Hey, Andrea, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, As I recall, I won our debate about the debate between Hillary and President Trump.
No, hands down. It was a total TKO, you know, and I had to suffer for a few nights afterwards. But, I came back.
I'm glad you recovered. Now, unfortunately, I'm not sure the Democrat Party in Hollywood are going to recover from the murder-suicide from Harvey Weinstein of Hollywood and the Democrat Party's subscribed moral superiority over us now that the truth is out about him.
It's a bad case. You know, what can you say? I think that these kinds of things, this sort of casting couch behavior, I think this is something that's been going on for forever.
Well, it started many years ago in the golden age of Hollywood, but supposedly it wasn't happening anymore. We were led to believe that Hollywood had cleaned up its act and that it wasn't infested with a toxic case of the Dirty Harveys. But it is, much like the Democrat Party. You know, I mean, let's talk about Marilyn Monroe, who Vince fostered herself.
Go on.
I was just going to say, there's been a long history, not just of the casting couch that was supposed to have gone away, but a long history of sexual abuse of women in the Democrat Party. And, had we had 24-hour media back when Marilyn Monroe Vince fostered herself in a hotel room, it might have put an end to Hollywood's moral superiority in the Democrat parties as well.
I would certainly say, unfortunately, sexual abuse knows no party. But I wanted to say that there's a really good movie. I don't know if you saw it with Kevin Spacey called Swimming with Sharks.
I'm not a Kevin Spacey. I didn't see that movie. I'm not a huge Kevin Spacey fan, although I got to tell you, I did watch a couple episodes of House of Cards, and it was really good.
He's excellent.
He's a good actor. So what was that movie about?
It's about working at an agency, a talent agency in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it shows you sort of like how egotistical, some of those personalities are that these people have to live with. You know, they work in the mailroom and they're often, subject to, if it's not extreme yelling, there's some sort of violent acts. And I even heard about Harvey Weinstein. You know, everybody knew that he would, pick up a table and throw it. Awful.
Well, clearly, Hollywood, like D.C., the reason why, Hollywood is the perfect it girl for the Democrat Party is because, being a malignant narcissist kind of works well in that industry. But just like the malignant narcissism that infested the Kennedy family, where Teddy Kennedy left a woman for dead, and the Democrat Party, was like, and people and Democrats continue to vote for him.
Andrea, I didn't think we were going to be talking about Chappaquiddick.
Why wouldn't we? Because you know what? It's hard to separate DC. It's hard to separate Hollywood from the Democrat Party because every time the Democrats, who was it who led this woman's march? It was Hollywood and Madonna saying she wanted to blow up the White House with Ashley Judd, Ashley said to Trump supporters, "How dare you vote for a man who bragged about grabbing whatever?" And meanwhile, for 20 years, she kept secret about, Harvey Weinstein.
Look, there are unfortunately, when it comes to, because I do criminal cases and I hear about these things all the time. Sometimes victims do not come forward, for a whole host of reasons. And that's really sad. And that's sort of why they've been changing the laws with respect to like statutes of limitation. So when they can go forward with the crime. And then so the big thing that just happened was Bill Cosby. I think there were about 60 accusers that really couldn't get their day in court, assuming, what they were saying was valid and had occurred. They couldn't get what they wanted because the statute of limitations in California prevented them from making a claim for something that had occurred in 1975, right? So Jerry Brown signed new legislation in 2016 that says any offense that occurs on or after 2015, or if the statute of limitations hasn't expired by, January 1st of, 2016, there can be a lawsuit that goes, not a lawsuit, there can be a criminal case that goes forward for, and it's for the most extreme offenses, for rape, for forcible sex act. Just like, and then a similar thing sort of happened in New York. So I think some of Mr. Weinstein's offenses occurred in New York, California, I think a couple other places. And then New York changed the law a little over 10 years ago. Sort of the same idea that the offense can't go on.
Well, I was just going to, because I get the idea of, extending the statute of limitations, but I'm not sure that that's the solution here. I think the solution is that women need to come forward. I understand, as a woman who's actually been in the shoes, I was that girl in the hallway. I was that girl in a hotel room being pressured by an executive. I still spoke up. I understand not, to a point. 20-something years, Gwyneth Paltrow and others who knew about this and didn't speak up after they've already reached the highest of success. I think we need to look at that, and we need to say, why aren't women coming forward? Is it because we've got hypocrites like Donna Karan that are taking the mindset of blaming women and blaming the victim? That how progressive is she, right? That she wants to take women back to the 50s.
Well, they do say that a lot of victims sort of blame themselves, right? Which isn't, something that should occur, but it's something that does occur in these cases. It's so sad. But, on the flip side, it's important to have a statute of limitations, because you don't want somebody just to come up with something and they say, hey, 25 years ago, you did this to me, right? It's sort of not fair for the defendant to defend charges that occurred so long ago. Any witnesses he had, Maybe they died, or they have faded memories, things like that. They're sort of like, evidence goes away over time, over the years. So that's another reason why we have statutes of limitations. So there's good and bad with extending the statute.
Yeah, see, I disagree with extending the statutes, because I think that women need to be encouraged to come forward, and the best way to encourage them to come forward is not have people like Hillary Clinton setting up a war room to slut shame the victims of rape, and not have, we're gonna pick this up on the other side of the break and talk about some legalities, and I want your opinion as to why Lisa Bloom originally took the case and is not on it anymore. Adam Sostrin is with me to talk about Weinstein on The Real Side with Joe Messina. Stay tuned, everybody. Everybody.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at katiearmor.com, CADIArmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Andrea Kay filling in tonight. You know what? A country music song is just absolutely perfect for this segment as we're talking about Hollywood and all of their shenanigans and drama going on. And joining me to continue this discussion is Adam Sostrin, who did a criminal attorney, who did a masterful job in the deflection department. Trying to deflect in front of me being the judge and jury as to what's going on. But maybe, I don't know if you got your talking points, you know, from anybody, within the Hillary Clinton or the Democrat Party, but
no,
today
that.
In terms of right about the law, but, you know, that's a nice general discussion. But really the topic at hand is the Democrat Party who with Hollywood, and it's hard to separate the two because Linda Bloodworth Thomason from the Designing Woman fame was very instrumental with Harry Thomason in getting Bill and Hillary into the White House in 92. You know, you look at the power that Hollywood has had to shape minds with their public service announcements and the constant indoctrination and controlling of people with the messaging in their movies. The Democrat Party
gave to various women's groups. It's hypocritical what he did. It's so sad. Of course, I think Democrats and my party, you know, state things and try to do things, you know, to help women. Of course, what occurred under these circumstances was just awful, not defensible. It's unfortunate that more people didn't come out earlier. But I think
because by not doing that, they right. actually, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, any of these women who knew about this and stayed silent knew that they were letting other young women be led to slaughter. And on top of it, there right. were other actresses like Rose McGowan and Mira Sorvino and others who say because they turned him down, they believe he hurt his career because we understand now from different people that he had people in the media that if somebody turned him down, he would punish these women by planting negative stories about them. But, you know, we cannot separate. The Democrats today are trying to say, well, we shouldn't be politicizing rape or anything that happens to women. Well, isn't that what you guys did throughout the entire general election? The Billy Bush tape that was perfectly timed, which was played ad nauseum, which only involved him bragging about assaulting women, not actually assaulting women like Bill Clinton did.
Wait, but when the argument was, well, yes, he did, but this person was only bragging about it. I don't really know what we're talking about, and I don't know the entire history of Mr. Trump. I know people wanted President Trump. People wanted to come forward with certain things,
There were actual allegations of rape against Bill Clinton. There was physical damage done to Kathleen Willey's face. There has been no allegation like that about Trump. We know Teddy Kennedy left a woman for dead. So, you know, The issue that people have, let me finish my statement, then I'm going to let you finish. The issue that people have is that the Democrat Party has held themselves up with Hollywood working together in tandem as the party that cares about women and literally used the term war on women by Republicans. Meanwhile, we've had this going on and some of the very people making those false allegations against Republicans knew about this going on and covered it up. And then you've got Lisa Bloom, and I want you to speak to this as well. Lisa Bloom, who signed on, this is a woman who made a career out of calling herself a woman's rights advocate, who, you know, joined to support him and to defend him, and actually supposedly had planned to Hillary the situation with a war room set to demonize and slut shame the victims.
Okay, starting first with Lisa Bloom, it is interesting that she sort of took that assignment. I'm not sure exactly how long she worked with Mr. Weinstein for. He didn't call her his lawyer, I think, a couple days. He called her his tutor or something. And it is interesting that, yes, she had been on the forefront for defending women, and, you know, here she is. She's an attorney, in a way, giving advice to Harvey Weinstein. And, you know, with respect to the things that her mother does. And, of course, her mother would never, perhaps never do such a thing. You know, if you are an attorney, you represent all kinds of clients, although in these circumstances, you know, this was a client that needed it. I mean, of course, anything he says, and it seems like in a way he's a bit of a, I don't want to use the word buffoon, but he's made certain statements that won't help him in the court of law, right? That he came from a different time period. All these things, could they be used as admissions in court against him? All these things he says, and I don't know why he says them. In a way, he's sort of like, and I'm not trying to direct this to Donald Trump and Donald Trump's strange statements regarding promoting sexual assault. But, you know, Donald Trump does his own thing. Maybe Harvey Weinstein is sort of the same type of guy. You know, he just wants to say what's on his mind, and people are trying to hold him back, and he goes on and he continues to make these statements. I could see that with somebody who has such a big ego. Now,
you were doing so good before you were doing so good, Adam, before you admitted you didn't know why Lisa, you know, Bloom would be on the case. But, you know, this is not a man who, who was just speaking off the cuff or just saying whatever. I mean, you know, we've got audio tape proving. And my question for you is, before I ask the question about the district attorney in New York, the theory about Lisa Bloom is that she got signed on because now she's not knowing, and Harvey Weinstein knew that she would not continue to be his attorney, and now she can't represent any of the victims. So whether or not that is true, was the play, I don't know, and whether or not, if it was the play, whether or not she was in on that remains to be seen as well. But they mic'd this girl up, this actress up in New York. He even admits on the audio tape that he grabbed her against her will and grabbed, you know, her breast. Why didn't they prosecute him then?
Right, it's sort of interesting, right? And then I saw the response from the DA's office, and they said that the New York Police Department didn't really cooperate with the DA's office as they're supposed to do on these things. So, in other words, so they can feed, what questions or what statements the victim should say in order to elicit a response from Harvey Weinstein. And they said that it wasn't sufficient to establish intent. You have to show intent in these kinds of cases. And I actually... So I looked up one case that they were talking about, and if a person had enough, you know, alcohol in their system, it meant that there could be no, you know, intent in an assault. So I don't know exactly what the DA hoped to get, you know, at least according to them, right? From that, you know, intent is such a vague, you know, in the law, intent is very vague. There's specific intent, there's general intent. You know, if it's a specific intent crime, it has to be clear what they intended. If it's general intent, it's just, you know, assumed from sort of conduct that you do. But
Excuse me for interrupting. Legally speaking, since when did we have to mind read a man who grabs a woman against her will to understand his intent before he gets prosecuted for assault?
It is so bizarre. I mean, I guess I would have to read some of the case law associated with the New York law. I think in California, you know, if a person makes a statement like that, that I could see a district attorney's office, you know, prosecuting. Mm-hmm. You know, he clearly didn't deny it. He clearly admitted it. They chose not to prosecute. And there's also, you know, why? You know, I would hope that there's not anything political that happened with the DA's office, but, you know, mm-hmm. who knows? Right?
Yeah, it sounds to me like, well, to me, you know, it looks like a clear case of them combing. They did a Comey. You know, they came up you guys know what that legal paralleling is. Act as though there's got to be some element of intent in order to have somebody be guilty when there's not. And so then if you can't prove intent, that they get to walk on a crime. And
right,
you know,
they weren't
able
to prove intent with all of the evidence that they had in front of them. It wasn't sufficient to prove intent. I know exactly
Well, I think it was, and I think to anybody listening to that audio tape, which was the purpose of the wiring, you know, I think they got it on tape and they didn't. To me, and, you know, right. I think the DA's office did a Lorne Michaels. You know, if this had been a Republican or a conservative, you know, Jimmy Kimmel would be crying on his late night show. And, you know, the district attorney would have already perp walked him, and Saturday Night Live would be doing skit after skit after skit on this. And so now the left today is saying we can't politicize this when the left has done nothing but politicize women's rights. They've done nothing but exploit women for personal gain.
What could happen? You can only imagine what would happen, what could happen to the district, assuming it's the same district attorney, you know, in the next election cycle, because they didn't prosecute mm-hmm. here in New York. So, you know, this is something he could lose a job over, I assume.
Well, the FBI is going to be conducting investigations, and I think they should, because I don't think there was proper investigations done on Michael Jackson, who I believe was guilty, and because of who he was, didn't get convicted. I think Harvey Weinstein didn't get charged in New York because of who he was. So we'll see. If you can stick with me, I actually want to shift gears and pick your brains on this Boy Scout story and get your perspective on that. Yeah,
okay.
Well, let me tell you the latest. Adam Sostrin, stay with me. And you all listening,
all right.
Stay with me. This is Andrea Kay filling in on The Real Side with Joe Messina. Don't go anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Never mind your chin up.
That's right, both of them.
With Joe Messina. I'm not sure what that song is, but I'm digging it. I'm not really that much of a rock or a headbanger, but I've been known to like a few. I am Andrea Kay sitting in tonight for Joe Messina, and a friend of mine, Adam Sostrin, is joining me. He's done a good job, I think, defending the Democrats as well as he can. Because, I mean, how much can you defend the Democrats when this is the party of Teddy Kennedy and this is the party of Hillary Clinton, who tried to slut-shame her husband's victims? And then, you know, five minutes after, while bodies were still, you know, laying dying in Vegas, she's blaming the NRA, Adam. But it takes her 5 days. 5 days to issue a statement about, Pervy Harvey, Dirty Harvey, yeah. and it had as much passion as, you know, a dead fish.
Well, she's never had much more passion than that. Unfortunately, we were never able to get that passion in the last election cycle. But I think everybody was sort of afraid of Harvey Weinstein, worried about their careers. In all kinds of ways, you know, what influence does he have in Hollywood?
Why would Hillary be worried? Why would she? Why would she wait 5 days out of any? What can he do to her in her career?
Well, I mean, this is a person that you know he brings a lot of money, and he has over the years mm-hmm. the Democratic Party, and then with respect to people in Hollywood, can I get a job? Am I going to get a job on this movie set? Am I going to be able to act on this TV show? So this was a person who wielded all kinds of influence, and it's so sad that it turns out that he is allegedly this sexual deviant. It's just
I guess legally you're right. We are innocent until proven guilty. But I think since he's admitted that he's done all this stuff, I think the guilt admission is already there. Nice pivot, by the way, off of Hillary Clinton and her 5 day delay. In terms of coming out and saying anything, I think that the Democrats are really trying to struggle to figure out how to handle this situation. I think that's why they've taken the latest tact of to try to play the shame game shame on anybody who's trying to politicize it, while they have done everything they can to politicize. I mean, her entire campaign was on being the first woman president and woman's this and woman's that. And she actually, her whole What Happened tour was all about actually playing the gender card and actually going so far as to insult white American women that our husbands told us how to vote, and which was ridiculous.
Senator Schumer came out. I think he came out pretty soon ahead of this. Mm-hmm. We have that, many other Democrats have come out against this. But it is strange, and it was a mistake for Hillary Clinton to wait this amount of time to come out. I mean, it's just really irksome.
When are we going to hear from Obama, whose daughter did an internship?
We did hear from him.
And what did he say?
I think he made a statement yesterday. A two-paragraph statement condemning it. Yeah.
Well, evidently it was so moving that I didn't even hear about it. It was, so heart-rending. These are people when they're very forceful and they're, and very passionate when it's something involving castigating conservatives. I want to move on to a story that before the break you said you hadn't heard about Boy Scouts. So I don't know if during the break you had a chance to Google it. But the Boy Scouts, talk about politicizing. I mean, the left has done a brilliant job in terms of politicizing. There is not one area of our country that they haven't tried to confiscate in order to, Columbus conquered the Americas, and the Democrats are trying to conquer the United States of America one institution at a time. And with the Boy Scouts, the latest thing is that they're going to admit girls to the Cub Scouts so that they can earn the Eagle Scout, the organization's highest honor, but they're going to separate the girls and the boys into different. This is the dumbest thing I have ever heard, okay, besides the Democrats. Go ahead.
It sounded like they can separate them, and then after they do that, isn't there an option to create sort of like a den of both boys and girls?
Yeah, so why? I mean, why not just give the Girl Scouts the same Eagle Scout opportunity within the Girl Scouts? Why do they have to admit girls into this? And I'll tell you why, and then you can tell me how crazy I am. This is a part of the left's movement to try to, blur the lines to say that there is no such thing as gender. The party of science that wants to tell us that sexuality is determined and fixed at birth and it's not a choice wants to tell us that we have the right to choose whether or not we're a man or a woman. And this is a part of the anti-gender, anti-science movement. Am I wrong?
Well, it's almost coming out too soon, right? Because I think I saw a statement from the Girl Scouts, and the Girl Scouts just want to have females only, no males, whereas the Boy Scouts are going to be admitting. So the Girl Scouts are opposed to doing what the Boy Scouts are doing. So it's almost as if the movement here came a little too quick.
But my question is, in terms of the goal, this isn't about Eagle Scouts, because they could put that same ranking and honor available to the girls in the Girl Scouts organization. But they could. And so there's no reason other than trying to continue to blur the lines of gender that is behind this, because it just doesn't make sense otherwise. That's got to be what it is. But even if you don't think that that's the goal here, at least speak to that. I mean, why is it that you guys are the party of science and who tell us that homosexuality is fixed at birth and it's not a choice, but it is your choice to pick a gender, which is nonsense, is it not? I mean, I know you're not a comma MD, but,
Can I say I'm coming from the alt-center? Can I say the Alt Center here?
What is the Alt Center?
I don't know. I just came up with it. I just came up with it tonight.
Well, you know what? Well, right? Well, the left is the left has 23 gender options, so maybe now another one is Alt Center.
We can have the Alt Center. I think that you know, just the idea of the Boy Scouts. It's to have your time with the boys, and the idea with the Girl Scouts to have your time with the girls. To require this is one thing, but it looked like the Boy Scouts themselves made this. I mean, they just did this thing themselves, right? This wasn't something that was court order or anything like that, and it couldn't be. It's a private organization, right? So they did this sort of to themselves. They didn't have to. So I would assume that it would be, you know, certain big players in the Boy Scouts that, you know, for whatever reason, they think that it makes sense because girls don't have that option and the Girl Scouts aren't allowing. But I don't understand why the Girl Scouts aren't allowing that Eagle Scout option. Like,
well, you know, I think we need to research who's on the scouting board of directors, because, you know, I've got friends with daughters in Girl Scouts, and a friend of mine whose son was one of the earliest in Vegas to get an Eagle Scout a year ago. And when I went to the Eagle Scout ceremony, there were no girls with their nose pressed up against the glass saying, why can't I come in and get an Eagle Scout? You know, so, you know, where's been this big movement for this?
I was actually a Weeblo. I got the whole outfit for 2 days. I did it 2 times, and that was it. And I got everything for it. I don't know if we returned it, but that's as far as my scouting days went. And I can't really tie a rope properly. So that's, you know.
Well, but right? You have other skills, right?
I hope so. I hope so. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So, getting back to this Weinstein story, not to beat a dead horse.
Yeah.
But from a legal standpoint going forward, people are fearful now that he's going to Polanski the situation, and because he was supposedly going to do what celebrities do whenever they've been busted with anything, they go on the phony rehab tour. And they pretend like they're going to go, you know, as though Betty Ford has, you know, a wing set up for every, you know, scandal out there. So let's say he does skip over there and go to Europe and try to Polanski the situation. You think he can get away with it, or can he be brought back?
Well, I mean, if he goes to a place that's non-extraditable, he can. I, in fact, personally know the district attorney who is sort of, you know, still involved trying to, you know, extradite Polanski to get him back to L.A. County so he can get his sentence. He's, you know, this is a person who's been convicted. And then he left. So it is possible that that's something he can do. He goes to a place that's not extraditable. He might be able to get away with it. He faces some pretty scary things, right? Because New York, I was saying earlier, they changed their statute of limitations. And I think one of the alleged victims is stating that there was some forced oral copulation. Right.
Yes.
And before that statute of limitations, I think in New York it was 5 years, and they changed it in 2005 to these things can be filed at any time, you know, as long as the statute hasn't expired. And that incident happened just the year before. So
well, then let me ask you this, because I think we've only got a couple minutes left. Could they not have done something to keep him here so that he can't skip into a Polanski, which is what they're worried about?
Well, I mean, you can only, you know, they can, if they think they have enough of a case, if they want to do an arrest, they can seize his passport. I don't think that that's occurred, and I'm assuming is he already out of the country?
I heard that he was, that he had already gone over to Europe, and then I heard on another show today that, no, he's still here in Southern California, so I'm not really sure where he is. But then when I see that the feds are concerned that he's going to Polanski the situation, I'm like, well, then why would you not seize his passport and stop that from happening? But I didn't know legally if they were able to do that without an arrest being made.
Yeah, you can't just go take the person's passport. There's got to be probable cause first to do an arrest. But it sounds like they might be able to have something with respect to that 2004 incident, which I think gets 25 years in New York. So yeah, he's really, really on the hook, for that. That's major. You know, this isn't just sexual harassment. This is criminal conduct, and criminal conduct of the worst kind.
Yeah, he's actually been accused of 3 rapes at this point. I've only got a minute left, and I probably should have gotten into this sooner. I'm going to have to talk more about it in the next hour, but more information is coming out. Conflicting stories from Vegas on the shooter, and then we got to go. I guess I'm going to have to talk to somebody else about that, Adam. Hey, thanks
for
being here. Adam Sostrin from Sostrin Law. Thanks so much for being here. We are going to talk about updates on the Vegas shooting on the next hour. And then we've got entertainment reporter, comedian, friend of mine, Michelle Mahone's going to be here to talk about, did y'all hear about Eminem and the hip-hop awards attacking Trump? We got that and all kinds of other stuff to talk to Michelle about. So don't go anywhere. More Real Side coming back up. I'm Andrea Kaye.